Hi, this is Nobo Calypso, and this program is Nobo's Mystical Numerology. For those who do not know, I have been a master mystical numerology for 30 years, and I have I work my own system, which is based on nature and sacred geometry and the movement in nature and the movement in sacred geometry. And this system dates back to Egypt, Babylon, and Chaldea. Tonight, you may hear some sounds from that the wonderful equipment at BBS Radio might pick up. I have a couple house guests here, Naomi and Rei. Rei's visiting from Japan. And Naomi is visiting from Los Angeles and brought her here. And they're spending the weekend with us to do various hearings and vortex tours and listening to the didgeridoo out in the Red Rocks and just a lot of really good work. So, and they're going to be cooking yakisoba soon. So if you hear those sounds, it's my house guest cooking yakisoba. Tonight I have Sari. Sari is from New York, and Sari is a has a master's degree in nutrition. And what we're going to do tonight is Sari and I are going to chat, and we really one of the reasons why I developed this radio show is for you, is for people, because I was tired of the influx. I was actually tired of the avalanche of the negativity about 2012, which is, to me, I look at it like Skylab falling. I don't know if many of you remember, but there was a time that Skylab was falling out of the heavens, and I'm from Philadelphia, and I lived in Philadelphia at the time, and I could not believe how barren the streets were. It's as if everybody felt as if they had this target on their head, and this slug piece of Skylab was directed right towards them. And I know it was me, and I don't feel as if other people ought to live my ideals or what I think, but I just couldn't believe that such a large population had such fear that Skylab was just going to clobber them one, and the streets were really quite barren. So this economy thing reminds me of the same thing, and as long as people are going to be fearful, the economy isn't going to get any better because it's us coming together and making it better. But it's also to bring forth truth and uplifting everyone to a greater understanding of 2012, which is not a year to fear. There's nothing to fear in 2012. No matter what the Mayan calendar says, it's based on the precisional, it's based on the wobble. A new age is coming in. And yes, things are going to change. And you can either fight against it, which means that you'd have to buckle up your seatbelts, or you can go with the change, which is actually going with the movement of nature. So all this malarkey that people are, all these prophets and people coming forward and saying all this doomsday stuff, that's not what nature says. And so that's not, nature's my mentor. And so if it doesn't exist in nature, then I don't pay much attention to it. Yes, there are earth changes happening, but it's an exploitation of the planet. And yes, there are warning signs that we really need to wake up to. Yes, we need to take better care of this living organism that we're living on. But what I'm saying is all this doomsday stuff of people forecasting this and that and that, and this, you really shouldn't pay attention to and let it go and look forward to the oncoming years. Just like you should look forward to each and every day that you're alive and give gratitude. Mahalo Akua, give gratitude to spirit, give gratitude to God for life and for nature and for the movement in life and nature that's always seeking change. and that's always seeking to go to a higher octave. And that's what we should do. So, Sari is here. And Sari is, she holds a master's degree in nutrition. And what we've decided to do is invite people to call in and tell me about their patterns. And Sari and I are going to discuss this. Sari is going to offer tips on what to do about stress and anxiety today, because stress can debilitate a person's body faster than any other disease. Once someone brings stress in, once someone allows stress to come in, once someone allows themselves to feel burdened, it starts wearing everything down inside the body, because you have to see it in a way where this is an internalized thing. This is something that's being pulled inside. And where is it going? It's going right down inside the body. So all those thoughts, all that worry, all that stress, all that anxiety is being pushed down inside the body. And this is very, very negative energy. We human beings, when we're angry, we have energy that's strong enough to kill a small rodent. So think about what's happening with stress and anxiety, especially when you're worrying about something that is never going to the outcome of what you're worrying about anyway. I mean, larger events are going to transpire due to the universal law of you reap what you sow anyway. And a lot of them are so large that to attach ourselves to them is really a waste of time. And so we'll worry, usually worrying about things that are not going to happen in the first place. So we need to let go of the stress. We need to be with the movement in nature, and we need to flow with the higher energies of nature. And the one thing we cannot do is be pushing these negative thoughts down inside of our body, from all the hoopla, the propaganda, the bamboozling, all this malarkey that's going on today. And people are creating fear inside of other people, and that's I find that downright cruel. I mean, if a person has fear, keep it to yourself. But to come out, and so many people are afraid of losing their houses and this and that and losing their possessions, all kinds of crazy things. And if you listen to your intuition, I'm sure your intuition is not alarming you to that fact. We do have to change. We have to be more careful. Our nation has the largest consumption rate probably anywhere in the universe. And that really needs to be taken down. We can't let corporations continue selling us stuff we don't need. I mean, HD TVs, plasma TVs, Blu-ray discs, all this crazy stuff. And we can't allow corporations to keep giving us all this cheap stuff because they just want to make profit and go globally with their product. And so it is time to be careful and look at these things. You know, do we really need this cheap stuff that larger corporations are trying to make us believe that we really, truly need? We don't. It's not part of the basics. So if it's time to look at these things, I'm all for that, because our consumption rate is just absolutely ridiculous, and it's really harmed this planet. We need to pull our wants back. We need to pull these desires back. And we really need to look at the basics of what it is to be alive. And you're going to find that basics is in benevolence. So I'm going to let Sari tell you who she is, where she comes from, what her degrees are, and then we want to help anyone who has stress and anxiety. Sari is going to basically outline what people should do about this. So, Sari, why don't you tell everyone about yourself?
My name is Sari. I got my master's degree at the University of Bridgeport in clinical nutrition. And I've been in practice for 15 years. And during the quest of seeing patients with stress, stress and anxiety due to the environment and the home. It does wear down on the body, and we need to put the body back together. And I kind of give the example of Humpty Dumpty. We kind of break apart, and we need to put the body back into balance and to actually eat well and to make sure that the body is nourished with vitamins and minerals and the protein and things that actually make the body what it is. And if we are deficient or out of balance, this affects our hormonal structure, our neurotransmitters, and then there's a cascading effect of stress. And then it leads to many, many manifestations such as insomnia, adrenal weakness, periodontal disease, intestinal distress, IDS, the gamut, hypertension increases, everything gets out of sync when we are under a tremendous amount of stress from not eating well, from the environment, and we need to be put back together.
Now, could that also affect our electrolytes?
Yes. Our main electrolytes are sodium, magnesium, potassium, and calcium. And when those electrolytes get out of balance, it affects the thyroid gland, the heart, the adrenals. And it's really very important that we are in, get those electrolytes back in balance.
So what, you know, one time I was with somebody who was drinking a lot of chocolate milk. And what happened was he was a bartender at one of the resorts in Sedona. And he had taken this over-the-counter herbal medicine that someone had recommended to him called MaxAlert, and to stay awake. And the thing with MaxAlert is it was coupled with ephedrine and guanfenazine, which was my understanding those things should never be put together in the first place. And it was never approved by the FDA, or it just was a bad supplement. And so he was drinking a lot of chocolate milk, and he was awfully cranky and irritable, which was unlike him, and losing a lot of weight. And I finally called a professional and asked the professional, what should we do? And the professional said his electrolytes are off balance. Have him drink Gatorade. What do you think about that?
Exactly. When one is dehydrated or is getting depleted in the balance of electrolytes, Pedialyte is good, and also Gatorade is fine. Absolutely, or else you're going to need to have intravenous therapy if you don't get your electrolytes balanced. And that could happen if somebody has severe stomach upset or vomiting when you get depleted. So you have to put those electrolytes back in balance. And, yes, he was overdoing something that caused the imbalance to occur.
Yeah, and what happened was this product called MaxAlert with the guanfenazine and the ephedrine didn't have a time release. And he was coming home from work about 1:30 in the morning, and the time release kicked in, which knocked him out behind the wheel of the car.
Wow.
And it killed him.
Wow.
Due to this product. Mm-hmm. And we tried with the Gatorade on that day. So if someone seems, what are some symptoms to see if someone's electrolytes are not balanced?
they may get palpitation, they may get hyperactive, they might get sleepy.
And how much Gatorade do you think the person needs to drink?
Well, it depends how deficient. See, that's why I do hair analysis to find the exact patterns. But once the person starts drinking Gatorade and they start feeling better, like back more in balance, that they could feel that way, they'll know when they had enough.
Oh, I see.
But there are natural nutrients that would help with the energy. For example, when I was also teaching at the university, and especially the male students would say, well, what do I think of Stacker 2? Now, that's an upper, and that will throw you off. And, you know, it's fine, but that's, you know, you don't need a not natural stimulant. There's many amino acids that are energy nutrients that one could take, which wouldn't throw any balance of electrolytes off. So one really has to be careful what's out in the marketplace.
Wow. Now,
just like any medicine.
You know, Sari, I've known you for a few years now. And I did not know that you did hair analysis. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes. We take an ounce of hair, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons. And actually, I send it to a lab in Phoenix. And the report comes back. So the individual could fill out the form with certain symptoms that they would like to have a better idea of their biochemistry, like what's happening to cause their high cholesterol or their hair loss or their low thyroid function or the addiction to sugars, like when you're craving things. And based on your mineral patterns, that's why hair analysis is called tissue mineral analysis, that the electrolytes are now in the soft tissue, which is the hair. And so when we're looking at calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, if you have a high calcium level, it doesn't mean that it's in the bone. It means that it went out of the bone into the soft tissue. And so then one would have to supplement with magnesium to keep this calcium in the bone or to come back into the natural where it should be. And then, of course, with the calcium to sodium and so forth, tells the other patterns with hypothyroid or with hypertension. If we look at the other minerals, zinc, selenium, phosphorus, that could relate to your protein intake. And then, of course, hair analysis is great for to see about any toxic metals that one might have, such as mercury, cadmium, arsenic, and those toxic metals have an effect on many organ systems, respiratory and the gastro system and your neurotransmitters as well. So it does affect every part of the individual if you're out of balance. So once you have a hair analysis and see the where there's a deficiency and imbalance, we just put you on a program of diet and supplementation to get you back in balance.
Now, a lot of my clients or a lot of new clients that I've been working with recently have when in mystical numerology, people have master numbers, and depending on the master number, it brings in a certain amount of nervous energy. And I tell my clients, you know, don't worry about this. There's things that you could do, things that you could take that are natural that can help you feel a little bit more relaxed. But this this type of energy. It's this high energy that you're feeling. But today, due to the events that have transpired in America, people are a lot more nervous than they have been, and it's affecting. It's not their nervous system is affecting their moods. It's affecting their chemicals. It's affecting their outlook. It's affecting their sleep patterns. It's affecting skin disorders.
That's right. That's stress. Mm-hmm.
Now, if most people, most new clients that contact me, I have noticed that I could sense and feel that their nervous system is very high. And I don't do recommendations because I'm not a nutritionist, so I don't really know. But what would you suggest for someone who has these symptoms? You know, Sari, it's almost like fight or flight.
Exactly, right. And that's the adrenal glands. And when our adrenal glands are really at a very low point, and we're so depleted, we really need to start taking more protein. When the body is stressed out, we're not really eating protein. We go for a carbohydrate. We go for a quick sugar to give us a quick pick-me-up, but then we crash. So one thing that's essential is protein. And, that's just in terms of the food area, and also increase your essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, that will bring balance to the brain, as well. And protein and healthy fat will burn fat and will help with energy. With the adrenals, you do want to take an adrenal supplement that would maybe raw adrenal gland, the cortex, the medulla. We would need magnesium and chromium. So there's breakdown in that. Vitamin C, ester C, is a natural antihistamine and a tranquilizer. And we should not be afraid of taking vitamin C.
Right.
Because this will also help maintain your immune system. When we're stressed out, the immune system is shot. And then you'll start getting...
you're susceptible to viruses and bacteria that are around.
Exactly.
So you think... I recently had a friend who went to Japan, and I know she was under a great deal of stress when she left. And when she returned, she was ill. She wasn't feeling well at all. I kind of felt that had to do to her immune system being broken down and her stress level. And I kind of feel that maybe she should have, let go of some things before she took that journey. What do you think? Don't you feel as if our Western culture kind of compartmentalizes things too much? And just because you put things in a compartment, it doesn't mean it goes away. In fact, it makes us more susceptible to breaking down our immune system.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does. If we don't have a chance to release that. Emotions play havoc on the gastro process. So, and everything stems from, if you will, the gut, and releasing the work that you do with the emotional releasing of the gut, as well as to get that stress out of there, so that everything that we're trying to do and restore with the nutrients and a well-balanced diet will help to support the system.
Right. Now, do you feel that stress can be a, how can I say this? You know how when every year people are more susceptible to viruses, and that's because people stay indoors too much. And so they, when you stay in a closed area without, you know, the windows open or proper ventilation, then that's containing the virus. In fact, it's making it grow, the virus and the bacteria. So like an office place in the wintertime, you know, someone comes in with a virus in this hermetically sealed room that's hot to maintain heat. And I always think, open, you know, like Florence Nightingale, open up a window, get some circulation, and so the whole office gets sick. But I also feel that there's a level, I call it, it's beyond the veil. And there's a level of energy that exists around a group of people. And I think that, and some people call it the H-band noise, some call it the collective unconsciousness, but I think that one's a little bit higher. But let's call it the H-band noise. If stress exists within this atmosphere, if a lot of people, say 80% of Americans, are feeling fearful, they're feeling insecure, they're feeling angry, they're feeling irritable, they're afraid of the ironies of fate or the uncertainties, they're not willing to accept change. So all this raises up into a larger energy, which takes in stress. I feel as if people are more susceptible to stress because it's so widely dispersed. What do you feel about that?
Oh, I agree with you, and that's why the first line of to help restore the body is, you know, the whole buzzword with detoxification or detoxing, because all the stress and negativity will go through the intestinal tract to the liver, and you know the liver is the organ of anger, and it holds the those emotions that then goes to the gut, so and then it weakens the system. So yes, it's a it definitely is a.
So because I don't like New Age guilt. In fact, it's something that I adamantly detest, and I don't like any clients or anyone that I work with. I don't like them pulling in anything to make them feel guilty. And in fact, I think that's a bad practice, is to try to make someone feel guilty. I mean, we're fragile as it is. Why apply guilt? And since we're all trying to scramble out from underneath the cloak of these major religions that instill such nonsense in us, I don't think that a new practice ought to come along and just – it's almost like a cloak and dagger type thing. I don't feel as if anyone should make a person feel guilty. So what I tell my clients is that, you know, you're still in an organic body and you're picking up this energy. You know, you can't blame yourself for everything, especially live in some place where there's a high amount of stress, say, like in Oregon. It was really bad for a while because the logging industry went down and a lot of people were lost their incomes, were losing their homes, and so there, when you went to certain parts in Oregon, you felt this atmosphere of stress there. And I felt it when I went in there, and I knew that I was picking up this energy, but I also felt that, you know, there was something that I should do, either raise my consciousness higher, but I also had to look at my organic body. And so what would you suggest for people today to look at their bodies as organic and susceptible of picking up the stress like a virus from outside and not blaming, you know, take responsibility where it should be, but don't throw a cross on your back for the entire nation. But, you know, look at your responsibilities and work with them as casually and step by step as you can. So if people are feeling stress, and people who would never feel this amount of stress before, you know, then they start blaming themselves and, you know, they do all these crazy things. What would you suggest for people to do today to take greater care of themselves and their immune system to kind of, like you say, attack against such thing or a preventative care so that this stress doesn't infiltrate their bodies and everything that they're doing.
Okay. The first line of attack, a healthy eating program, and that should encompass adequate protein and, as I said before, essential fats, the omega-3s, the complex carbs to give that balance, to reduce your sugar intake, because sugar weakens the immune system and will create more problems. And if we are run down and we're going to develop candida in the tract, that slows everything. It slows metabolism down, and you know, people will be susceptible to infections. You get go on an antibiotic, that's more mold. So a good probiotic is necessary. Of course, the supplements to take would be a high potency multivitamin, a good B complex, vitamin C, and zinc. Zinc, vitamin C is essential for your immune system. Echinacea would be good. You want to maintain the immune system to be strong in the stressful times that we're living in, as well as doing some body work, whether it's energy healing, you know, the meditation and so forth to calm the nervous system, too. There are some good amino acids that work for the neurotransmitters for serotonin, such as tyrosine and D-L-phenylalanine, that would help with that. GABA is another amino that works, you know, for calming the system. And also, once we're calm, we can restore the immune system and integrity of the body.
I think that's all. That's excellent, excellent advice. We really need to take care of the organic body, and we can't take in a large amount of responsibility. As I said, where responsibility is due, let's just work on our individual responsibility, but let's not take on a group responsibility. We could take on a group awareness, but not the responsibility to feel stress or fear, or it's not an obligation of us to join the herds at that point. But we really do need to take the responsibility of our own bodies and say, you know, I understand that this energy is in the air, but I want to protect myself against it so that I can live in my fullest potential, and so I can live happily each and every day, because we are supposed to live that way.
I agree with you. And I don't know if you've been, I'm sure you're aware that they want to hold the hearings for the 9/11, the one that's responsible, and New York City will be another place that's going to hold a lot of stress and fear. So if everybody's going to, you know, again, be in that mode, we need to, as we were speaking, to maintain our immune system against what's coming up. And that's just here as well as other places in the country.
So what it's going to do is revisit old emotions. Mm-hmm. It's going, and
right.
if people haven't let go, if people haven't found forgiveness, if people haven't found a way of coping, then that means what they have tucked away into a little box, which the enlightened age in the church has taught us to do, or some of us anyway, then it's just going to all come back up again as stress and anxiety.
Right.
And these are preventive measures that are very strong for people to take, especially back in that area. And you're in New York, aren't you?
Yes, in northern New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I'm about, what is it, 30 miles from Manhattan.
Oh, okay. What's the best way that someone can get in touch with you? so they could work with you privately?
Either through email or by telephone.
And what's your telephone number?
201-612-4347.
Okay, can you say that one more time?
Yes, it's 201-612-4347.
Yeah, because I find that your credentials and your knowledge is so thorough, and you have so much education behind you that I'm really surprised how much we have people that hand out advice as easy as someone would hand out a lifesaver from a lifesaver pack. And I just always wonder about the accuracy of these things that they're telling me. Because it does, along with the psychobabble, it's almost like a mimic. You know, someone could come on TV and say that they're a life coach, and because they're a life coach, they say you should do this, this, and that. But you get this intuition or something that always tells me you need to take this a little bit further. You know, you need to research this more. How can people tell if they're getting the appropriate, the accurate advice or not? Wouldn't it be within the certification of the person or not?
I would think so. And this is something that does bother me to some extent, because I went to school, I studied, you know, and when somebody would go into a health food store and ask the salesperson what to take, and then take it and it doesn't work, and then come to me, you know, and quiz me on my credentials, I would think that one would want to find out if one is qualified and has the background and education to inform.
Right, because there's so many suggestions. Even what is that man's name? Kevin Trudeau. Kevin Trudeau.
Yes.
You know, he's
right.
Now in infomercials.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he put out his cure book or whatever, and I know a lot of people follow that, but I also know that there's a lot of Sedona practitioners who take the advice from that book and hand it out to other people as if a license came in a 1995 book, and I've always been against that.
Right. Well, he doesn't have the degree, you know. He doesn't have a background in this. This is
so
from what I've learned about him.
Yeah, and isn't his where he's coming from more is beat the system or find an alternative approach? Isn't that kind of like
right.
what his mantra would be more so than I'm a licensed nutritionist and this is what I found through my years of working
exactly.
with people, and this is what my education. So people really do need to go to a professional, someone with good credentials, especially in nutrition, to find out the right personal things to do for themselves instead of taking the latest new kava or guava or, you know, something.
No,
that's
exactly. And especially if one is on medications. So someone that's in a store or anywhere else who doesn't take a medical history and know what that individual, what conditions they may have or what medicines they're taking, and then suggest an herb or something else, and can cause a lot more problems. And if they don't have malpractice insurance, you know, things like that, it goes into another realm, and people aren't aware of what they're getting into by giving advice or selling things, you know, multi-level or anything else without a background and knowledge and credentials.
And it's actually hurting the person.
Yes.
And the people are hurting themselves.
Right.
Right. They're trying to do the best for themselves, but in a naive way, they're hurting themselves.
Yes, and these other people who are selling these products are all also being the, I don't want to just say competition, but they're taking away, they're really taking these individuals that are seeking advice going into the wrong direction.
Now, I also have another client and friend that is involved with a networking business that comes from a very wealthy man who owns hotels. And his networking business is to sell these patches that have assortments of vitamins in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, it goes through this pyramid of blah, 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 blah. You know, you get so many people to join, you know, you're next up the ladder. And the man, again, is in the hospitality field as a restaurateur. But he's selling these vitamin patches, and from what I understand is he went into the rainforest, or he said he did, went into the rainforest and brought back these remedies, these ingredients from the rainforest, and then mixed them together into these patches that they sell. What's your take on that?
The description of the patches, number one, if one is putting a patch on, how much is one actually absorbing from the patch? If one is already toxic and the skin is a place to release toxins, you really don't know how much you're going to take in, and I'm sure that the product itself is expensive in that type of pyramid type sale. So one would be better off taking a regular supplement, you know, and knowing that you're getting, you're at least absorbing quite a bit of that amount.
So working with the patches would be dangerous because one doesn't know how much the body is absorbing from this, or if that particular body needs to absorb that much.
Exactly. And if that body, you know, through the skin is toxic, you know, and if that person is maybe allergic to that particular nutrient that's coming through the patch. What if one is allergic to some trees or grass and there's some ingredient in that patch?
Right.
Then what happens?
Right.
Does that individual then, you know, who does that individual go back to, the company or the person who sold it to them?
Right.
You know, if there's a major medical problem.
So that becomes more precarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, it increases stress.
Absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to go through some patterns here. And my knowledge of what different people with strong, this is actually dealing with the digital reduction, which would be the largest pattern of a person. But I'll go through some of the patterns. Someone who has a one pattern, a really strong one pattern, I know that they would have problems with their lungs, high blood pressure, irregular blood circulation, and things wrapped around the heart palpitations.
The
and
heart
things like
chakra,
that.
Okay.
Now, I'm aware that people take ginger for circulation and hawthorn for
the heart.
If someone feels that this could be something to complicate their lives, what suggestion would you have if the person came and saw you? How would you work with this individual? Here comes this one with her heart palpitations, her bad circulation, her lung problems.
Okay. I would definitely recommend or suggest vitamin C is great for the lungs. Zinc is great. NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine. Cysteine is a great mucolytic for the lungs. So you need to support that pathway.
What is that called?
NAC, N-acetylcysteine. And you would buy it in 500 milligram capsules, and you could take one twice a day on an empty stomach, first thing in the morning, and then before going to sleep. Ester C, you could get that in 500 milligram with even bioflavonoids, and start taking at least 1,000 three times a day, and then you could always increase it because ester C is a natural tranquilizer. It's an antihistamine. So that's like for the lungs. And of course, zinc is very important for the immune system, and you want to get at least a 30 milligram zinc capsule. For the heart and for energy and to bring more oxygen to the blood and therefore to the brain also, I would suggest CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, and L-carnitine. L-carnitine is an amino acid, they're both, and that also brings energy, oxygen to the blood. So that's going to help the heart. Many cardiologists, especially Dr. Steven Sinatra and Mark Houston, Dr. Houston is from Tennessee and Dr. Sinatra is from Connecticut, both wrote a book on CoQ10 and carnitine. So very important. But it's not just for heart. If somebody has hypertension, which is excellent for, but even for people who want a natural energizing nutrient. And both CoQ10 and carnitine, especially N-acetyl L-carnitine, is great for the brain. So we'll give you a brain pick-me-up, so we can have better clarity and positive thinking.
That's extraordinary. Okay, let's go on to a person. Now, I get recently, and it's really funny because in the fall, I usually get people in the 2 vibration, always. And the 2 vibration is almost my staple vibration. It's what I measure, and I really shouldn't measure, but if I do measure, I use the 2 to determine since the year 2000 of where, just how high of an intensity of where people's frequency or vibrations are. The people with major 2s are ultra-sensitive people. They're governed by the moon. They're very artistic people, very moody. And I see every fall that either if they shift downwards, like in a downward spiral, I know that the H-band noise or the energy beyond the veil is very, very heavy. And if the 2s are more uplifting and they feel a little bit more self-confidence, which is kind of rare for a 2, I know that things are very, very good. So it's kind of like they're like my barometer of mystical numerology, and I don't share that with too many people. And I get a lot of people with 2s at this time of year because 2s are more springtime people. And when it goes into the winter time, that's a time to hibernate, to go inside, to let go, to things like that. And 2s don't deal with that too well. But 2s have a lot of stomach and digestive problems, hemorrhoids, tumors, diabetes. Women usually experience health with reproductive organs, but a lot of it's stomach. They're real susceptible to poisonings and digestive troubles and things like that. I try to tell them to relax more, which is like telling the mountain, go, don't climb up the mountain. What type of things would you suggest for?
Okay. Well, you're describing also hormonal dysfunction, where things that relate to hormones with mood, that could be with the thyroid and digestive. Well, they might need digestive enzymes, more probiotic, more aloe vera juice. This is just a general, you know, again, it's the individual. So I would probably also like to do a saliva test for hormonal, either for female hormonal panel, male hormonal panel, the adrenal and cortisol panel, so for mood and so forth. But it's also related to we need the B complex. You know, the B complex is very good for mood and energy, and especially for a hypothyroid individual, they really need the B complex. There are synergistic blends of herbal kind of like Mood Aid from Nature's Way, but there are other amino acids that help the pathway too. PS, which is phosphatidylserine. And that would be great for the brain neurotransmitters for uplifting.
What is
yeah, there's a lot to, you know, to cover with these twos.
Yeah, there are. The whole thing is that their systems, their digestive systems, and there is so sensitive.
Right.
It's incredibly sensitive.
Yes. Well, that's why you have to go in baby steps. But I'm also thinking everybody, as well as the twos, need fiber. They're probably not drinking enough water. We need to drink 48 to 64 ounces of water a day. We need to have fiber in the diet so we could move that sluggish digestion, you know, and really reduce the sugar intake and the refined carbohydrates that are causing those stomach distress. So you could have a gluten sensitivity. So then there's other things like celiac, IBS. So there's a lot of things that affect. So there would be specific protocol for each type of symptom.
What are some of the benefits to aloe vera?
Aloe vera not only helps heal the external, but it also heals the gut lining. It helps, you know, put more helps the digestion, helps heal the stomach lining, the intestinal lining, and has some fiber. Depending if you're doing a flavored berry or more. Or taking a juice that has more of the pulp in it. So more of the pulp would be for the upper GI tract, especially for the hiatal hernia and acid reflux. So it is a healer both inside and out.
So it's really beneficial for someone to have a complete analysis these days to see what's going on organically with their body and not pay, I have to agree with you in being offended because I get a lot of emails and people who call me up and say, can you tell me a book that I could read so I could do what you're doing? And it's like, well, do you have 30 years?
Exactly.
Because one book just isn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything is nature never makes two things identical. And it's really best to know oneself for the accuracy of self. That's why I like mystical numerology, is because it's accurate to the individual. And that's why I enjoy you, is because you're accurate to the individual. And I think that's what's most important. Don't take what is moving within the tribe, like when bee pollen was all the rage and everybody was buying bee pollen and other things. You know, it's just, it just became this large thing. Well, that large thing killed my first mate with Max Alert because it was this very popular item. And so I'm a bit offended by it. And I think that the accuracy of an individual is the most priceless thing that we could do for ourselves. Find out accurately what is going on with us organically, because it depends on our environment, our moods, our genes, our genetics, our thoughts, and our experiences, not somebody else's. So to say bee pollen is this miracle thing for everybody to take is really kind of inaccurate. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're coming. I'd like to have you back on the show because we only got to two.
Oh, right.
We still have 3 to 9, right. And we have the biggie, which is the zero.
Oh, wow.
Not that anybody comes out. I've never seen a chart yet where someone came out to a zero, but zeros can be very large in someone's chart because you always refer to the pattern to the left. But I'd like to have you back on again so that we can discuss other things, because I really, my thing is to uplift people, to live within the full potential. But I do believe everything that we do is based on an individual level. Don't join the tribe. You know, be an individual. Be who you are. Know who you are. Know what your energy is. So, Sari, could you just give your phone number one more time?
Yes. It's 201-612-4347.
And Sari's in the New York, New Jersey area. You know, Sari, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I'll be talking to you in the next few days. But thank you so much for your invaluable wisdom that you shared with everybody. And have yourself a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.